Hi, I'm Zach. You know, there are lots of changes in store today as we take a walk down Gilead Expressway.
Someone is destroying our entire neighborhood.
The zoning board rezoned the property across the street from us.
We've got to find out why.
Well, they're enforcing something that's called eminent domain.
And we've got to stop them.
Mr. Mincer.
John Morrison, is that right?
Yes, sir. And I really need to know what's going on here.
Haley?
Stop! Don't!
Haley, honey? Oh. Haley, wake up, sweetie. Oh. Honey, wake up.
Huh? What?
Sounds like you were having a bad dream.
Oh, Mom, it was terrible. What time is it?
Almost 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. You want to tell me about your dream?
Well, I dreamed they were going to turn Gilead Lane into this big superhighway. First, there were all these giant yellow bulldozers, like an army of them. Oh. They pushed down Mr. Key's house. Then they knocked down Grace's house. Then they came over and bulldozed our house.
Oh.
There was nothing left of it, just a pile of wood and glass and bricks.
Oh,
no.
Haley. No.
And then they paved all these lanes, and all kinds of cars and trucks started zooming back and forth, making all this noise. It was awful, Mom.
Oh, I understand. You think this might have something to do with what you saw yesterday?
When Dad tried to stop that rude man on the bulldozer and when they just destroyed Mr. Key's house. Yeah, I guess it upset me more than I thought.
Hey! Hey, old man! Stop that thing, will you? Look, would you mind telling me what's going on here?
You got a problem?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. Why did you have to knock down this house? Who do you work for?
That's between me and my client. My business. None of yours.
Well, I happen to know you need a permit in
Right here.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret, Bruce.
How did you know my name?
Speed reader. My name is John Morrison. I'm a concerned neighbor, a former judge, and the current mayor of Coleraine. And I can assure you, Bruce, this most certainly is my business. And one way or another, I will get to the bottom of this faster than you could... faster than you can read a book on manners!
That was one of the worst days of my life.
I know how you feel.
I guess it just carried over into my dreams. They took our nice, quiet little street and... this highway...
No, I don't think you need to worry about that happening, honey. I'll tell you what, I am going to stay right here with you till you drift off to sleep, okay?
Thanks, Mom. All right, Hope. Mike, Tim, and I have gathered here in this attic for a special monumentalist occasion.
Is that a word?
Occasion is a word.
Oh.
We are hereby, forthwith, heretofore, and thereby inducting Hope into the most famous detective agency on the whole entire street. Congratulations, Hope. You're now one of us. The Attic Agents. Woohoo!
We herefore, with, by, and thereto say, way to go, Hope.
Welcome to the attic.
Thanks. Now it's time to get down to business. Someone is destroying our entire neighborhood. We've got to find out why, and we've got to stop them.
Hold on, Haley. They aren't destroying the entire neighborhood. Just one house so far.
So far? But they knocked down Mr. Key's house without even telling anybody. We could wake up one morning and find a bulldozer sitting in our living room. You never know.
I think we're exaggerating a little.
Yeah, but something weird has to be going on. I mean, Dad, the mayor of Coleraine, didn't even know about it.
The first thing we need to find out is, who's behind all this? And why?
It's the case of the mysterious bulldozer.
Sounds like another case for...
The Attic Agents!
And me!
That's right. Okay, I'll be at Maya's house after supper tonight. So that means our next Attic Agents meeting is tomorrow night. This meeting of the Attic Agents is herewith to for by their, adjourned.
I ask you now to bless this food in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Did you find out anything, Dad?
Well, as I was telling your mom, Haley, I checked the county records this afternoon, and apparently, before I took office, the zoning board rezoned the property across the street from us.
What?
No.
Yeah, no, they're enforcing something that's called eminent domain.
What's that mean?
It means the government can take over your property to build a road or a public building. Now, they'll pay you for your property, but you're forced to sell.
A road?
Will they do that to us?
I don't know, son. I don't think they would.
Dad, it's not fair for the government to take over somebody's property like that.
Well, sometimes it's necessary for progress, but lately cities are using eminent domain to put up shopping centers and condominiums. Now, see, that's going too far.
I can't believe this.
Well, what's wrong, Hope?
Our whole neighborhood is going to be taken over by M&Ms.
No, honey, it's called eminent domain. No candy involved here.
Oh, good.
So what's next, John?
I need to do some more digging and find out more about this company that bought Mr. Key's house. It's called Mincer Realty Company.
Mr. Mincer?
Yes, yes. Yeah, but I get the feeling there's more to this than just Mr. Mincer.
You wouldn't believe it. It was awful, Maya. So have you ever had a dream like that?
Well, once I dreamed there was this giant purple duck.
What?
And when it quacked, it was so loud, all these houses and buildings fell down flat.
Sort of like an earthquake.
No. But seriously, do you think something like that could happen? I mean, what kind of construction are they doing?
I don't know. I mean, how am I supposed to tell the difference between road construction and any other kind of construction?
Yeah, good point. Well, has your dad been able to find anything out? I mean, what do you know about the guy who bought the house?
Mr. Mincer? Not much. I mean, Hope really likes him, but I don't know. He seems really serious. Like, he's always wearing a suit, and I don't think he has a wife or a family or anything. Kind of mysterious, you know?
Yeah, weird. Well, let me know what you find out. And of course, it's definitely something I'll be praying about.
Okay, I will. And thank you, Maya. That really means a lot. Well, it's getting late. I guess I should be heading home. Thanks for having me over, Maya.
Oh, sure. It was good to see you again.
Do you think your mom can give me a ride back home?
I don't know. Let's ask her.
Things are proceeding quite nicely.
Ooh, sounds like she's on the phone.
Well, thank you for all you've done. You did a very complete job for them. I was happy to recommend you. All right, then. Goodbye, Bruce.
Bruce?
Maya, what are you doing here?
Haley was going to ask for a ride, Mother.
I have told you many times, young lady, that my phone conversations are private, and you are not to listen in under any circumstances whatsoever.
Yes, ma'am. We just heard you say the goodbye part, that's all.
Never again, Maya. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
This meeting of the Attic Agents is hereby whereunto... whatever. Let's just get started.
So, what's your big news?
Okay, I was over at the Richter's house and I heard Mrs. Richter on the phone talking about this guy doing a quote-unquote job for quote-unquote them. The guy's name was quote-unquote Bruce.
So?
That's the exact name of the bulldozer guy who knocked down Mr. Key's house.
Hold on. It could have been Bruce the flower delivery guy for all we know.
Call it female intuition, but I think Mrs. Richter is behind all this stuff that's going on.
Shouldn't we tell your dad?
Well, we don't have any solid evidence yet. But when we do, yes, we'll tell him.
Wait a second. Dad said something about zoning for business, right?
Right.
Didn't Mrs. Richter say something in her campaign about an entertainment district?
Oh, yeah.
I've got her speeches loaded on the laptop. I recorded them all so we could analyze them.
My little brother.
Check it out. This was the first time Mrs. Richter talked about the entertainment district.
And so I'm proud to announce something exciting for Coleraine. I've been working with various businesses to establish a new entertainment district for Coleraine, featuring world-class clubs and limited gaming. Even if I'm not elected mayor, out of the goodness of my heart, I'm determined to make this dream a reality. Because the E-District, as it will now be known, will bring new business and revitalize Coleraine for years to come. The E-District means a new day for this town, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Clubs and gaming?
What's wrong with clubs and games? They're fun!
Well, clubs is another word for bars. And gaming means gambling, where people give up their money hoping to get rich.
And a lot of times, they wind up more poor than when they started.
Yeah.
What was the date on that speech?
Looks like October 21.
What are you thinking, Haley?
I sure hope I'm wrong.
What do you mean?
Where's the chalk?
Right here, Haley.
Thanks. All right, number one. There's some kind of secret zoning meeting that allows someone to build stuff across the street, right?
Right.
Number two. Mrs. Richter announces her idea about an entertainment district in Coleraine.
Okay.
Number three, a guy named Bruce knocks down Mr. Key's house with his bulldozer.
All right.
And number four, Mrs. Richter talks on the phone with a guy named Bruce talking about a job he did for them.
Quote unquote.
Right, Hope. And what does this all add up to?
Let's see. 1 + 2 + 3 + 4 = 7. 10.
Thanks, guys. No, do you realize what's about to happen here?
What?
Monica Richter wants to put her entertainment district right across the street from us.
Exactly.
Whoa.
She's going to put up bars and casinos right on Gilead Lane.
Oh, no.
Okay, there's one last question to answer. Is there a close connection between the zoning change and Mrs. Richter's announcement? If they're around the same date, I think we've got a case here.
How would you know about the zoning stuff?
On my lunch break at school tomorrow, I'm taking a walk to the courthouse. That zoning meeting is now part of the public record. I'm a public, so...
Good! Now we're onto something.
Yeah, we are.
Haley! Haley!
You got something?
They changed the zoning across the street on October 20th.
Oh, and Mrs. Richter made her speech on
October 21st.
The very next day. This is it, Mike. This is all the evidence we need. Monica Richter is going to put bars and casinos across the street. We've got to stop her from trashing Gilead Lane. And we've got to stop her fast.
How?
Just start telling people, everyone you know. Spread the word. In the meantime, we'll talk with Dad tonight and see what else we can do. Oh, see ya, Mike. Hey, Margie, wait till you hear about this. They're going to trash Coleraine.
They're going to put up bars and casinos?
Coleraine will never be the same.
They already bulldozed Mr. Key's house. Your house could be next.
Can you imagine? Casinos in Coleraine.
They've already started work on it.
They'll stop at nothing.
Mrs. Richter's behind all this.
We can't let them do this to Coleraine. We've got to stop them.
Yeah, hon. I'm actually right around the corner from home. I'll see you in just a bit. Well, what do you know? Oh, it's Bill Mincer. He's right here on the corner. So, I'll see you in just a minute, Mary, all right? Yeah, bye-bye. Love you. Mr. Mincer! Mr. Mincer!
Oh, hello there. John Morrison, is that right?
Yes, sir. And I really need to know what's going on here.
Oh, Mr. Morrison, I owe you a huge apology, and your other neighbor down the street.
I'm sorry?
I had no idea they were going to move this quickly. They didn't even tell me until after they took down the house.
Wait. You mean they bulldozed your house without you knowing?
No, not exactly. But let me explain. I'm a good friend of Reverend Brodsky. He's the executive director for Peace of Heaven, the church ministry from New York.
Uh-huh.
And I agreed that I would help handle all the arrangements for their move here to Coleraine.
So they are moving to Coleraine after all. See, I didn't realize it would be, well, here.
Well, yes, there'll be an official announcement soon.
But so you knew Mr. Key's house would be torn down?
The developers kept telling me the house had to go, but I was trying to avoid it at all costs. I knew how much Mr. Key meant to you all. I was touched by what your son Tim said about him. So I paid a surveyor to come out and see if there was any way we could keep the house and build around it.
But there wasn't.
Right. I was going to talk to you, but somebody jumped the gun before I had a chance to do that.
I see.
I feel awful about this, Mr. Morrison. I believe what Jesus taught when he said we're to ask forgiveness when we've wronged someone. So would you please forgive me, Mr. Morrison?
I understand. I forgive you.
Thank you.
And you can call me John.
John it is. And I'm Bill.
Well, Bill, this still is going to take a lot of getting used to. I guess you know that.
I understand. If it's any help, Peace of Heaven is a wonderful ministry that touches millions of people all over the world. They'll make great neighbors for you, I promise. Oh, and one more thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Your son, Tim, he asked if we would save Mr. Key's memory garden, that plot of beautiful roses by the tree.
Oh, yes.
Well, you'll notice I put a barricade around the garden to protect it. I gave strict orders to the developers not to touch it. And I've asked the Peace of Heaven maintenance people to take good care of the garden.
That's very thoughtful of you, Bill. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I was hoping...
Oh, what?
What's this?
I don't know. It's like some kind of protest.
What are those signs about? Casinos?
I have no idea. Oh, boy. Looks like the media showed up. There's the Channel 5 Live truck right there.
I think I need to go over and talk with the protesters.
Well, come on. I'll go with you.
Hi, Dad.
Haley? I'll be there in just a moment, Bill.
Are you proud of us, Dad?
Oh, yes, but...
We knew you'd want us to do the right thing, Dad.
Isn't this a great turnout?
Oh, I love protests.
No more M&M's taking over our town.
Timeout. What is going on here? Are you all involved with these protests somehow?
We sure are. We started it.
You what?
Oh, excuse me, John. They're asking me to appear on camera.
Bill, I'll get to the bottom of this. I promise.
I'll talk with you later.
All right. Kids, we need to have a serious talk right now.
And so, it's not casinos?
No, it's not. It's a church ministry.
Oh, boy.
How embarrassing.
And we could have been on TV.
Well, you all made things pretty awkward for Mr. Mincer. That wasn't a very nice Coleraine welcome for him, was it?
No, sir.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Me too.
Haley, I want you to read this verse, all right? Proverbs 16:28.
Okay. Here. A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends.
You realize you kids were stirring up dissension by spreading gossip?
What's dis...
No, dissension? It's quarreling, fighting.
We started a fight?
Well, something like that. Here, now take a look at that last part again, Haley.
A gossip separates close friends.
Uh-huh. If gossip can separate close friends, it can also split apart casual friends or new friends.
Like Mr. Mincer.
Like Mr. Mincer. See, the thing about gossip is it's exciting to talk about. It's juicy. And over in chapter 18, it says the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. But the problem is, gossip, even though it's fun to repeat, even though it may be true, always hurts somebody. Your gossip hurt Mr. Mincer and hurt the ministry that's wanting to come to Coleraine.
Oh. I feel bad.
I'll be honest. I'm not crazy about them building their campus so close by, but that's no reason to spread nasty news about them. Is it?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Well, what can we do to make up for it, Dad?
What do you think, kids?
I think we can start by telling Mr. Mincer we're sorry.
Yeah.
I think that's a good start.
The meeting of the Attic Agents is now underway. First order of business, The case of the mysterious bulldozer is herewith, by four, closed.
So, it was a church ministry?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it couldn't be that bad, could it?
No.
Hey, let's all make Mr. Mincer a really nice card. Then we can give him the card and tell him we're real sorry.
That's a great idea, Hope. I second the motion.
All in favor, say okay.
Okay.
The okays have it.
And then let's give him some M&Ms.
All right, let's get to work. Hey, Hope, do you know where the glitter is?
No, I don't.
You know, in just a few minutes, I'll be sharing some really cool letters with you from our mailbox, and they're from people just like you. So be sure to stay right where you are. Okay, so what do you guys think about today's episode? I guess even the most famous detective agency on the whole entire street can get it wrong sometimes. But you know, the attic agents are trying to make it right, and that's good. It reminds me of something that Jesus said in the Bible in Matthew chapter 5. He says, if you're right in the middle of giving a gift at church, and you suddenly remember that your brother has something against you, you should leave your gift right there. Go and get things straight with your brother. Then, offer your gift. In other words, what he's saying is, God isn't impressed with what you're doing for him or for his church if you have a brother or a person in your life that you need to make things right with. And by the way, this applies to sisters too. Hey, I want to remind you guys, we love getting letters from you. So I'm going to open up the mailbox here. And let's see what we have here. Ooh, this one's from Jill in Missouri. And she writes, may the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, bless your efforts as you strive to bring his message to the world. Thank you for all you do in discipling children and the young at heart with DGL. We have used it in our family and it is wonderful. Love and thanks in Christ. Well, you're welcome and thank you so much for the encouragement. And here's Karen from Michigan. She writes and says, the reason I'm writing is because of the DGL program tonight. I was really struck that you included a foster child in your program. I wanted to thank you for that. And not only did you include a foster child, but you included the child in a positive light and even gave a little glimpse into her world. That is wonderful and meaningful to me. The quality of the show was first rate, and I enjoyed listening to it as an adult just as much as my kids. Well, Karen, you know we hear that all the time. And finally, we heard from the Wright family in Kansas. They say, we love Down Gilead Lane. We listen in several ways. We hear it on KLJC, 88.5 FM, oneplace.com, and we've even heard you on His Kids as well. We appreciate so much the principles you teach and the way you've handled sensitive issues. We feel that the impact you've had on us as a family has been immeasurable. Well, the Wrights, thank you so much for writing back and giving us some great feedback. We appreciate you guys as listeners. Like I say, we love to get your letters, and we love to get your prayer requests, too. Just write to us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. You can email us, too, at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Choice Morsels, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace and Brian Papera were the recording engineers, with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach, and we'll catch up with you right here next time, Down Gilead Lane.